Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano.
Boom, what's going on?
Hey.
NXT.
I'm tired.
What?
You are?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we do these shows all kinds of hours for you guys. All kinds of hours.
That's right.
You had to work late.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still a little drunk. So, but we do it.
Uh-oh.
We get out of bed and we make it happen.
Gonna be one of those shows?
Yes. I think I don't think we said it on the show. Evolution is reuniting for SmackDown 1000.
Well, right. That wasn't official until like yesterday.
Until yesterday. So, Batista's coming back, right? He hasn't been there since he was like, bye-bye, and
right.
Left, like, yeah. Literally left.
Yeah, that's been
Orton's
like
a heel. Good timing.
Right.
And Flair's, like, almost, you know, barely alive. So
I guess
we'll
Flair's turning heel on SmackDown.
He'll just come out, I'm glad I'm here, you know? Like,
right, yeah. It's weird, though, because Evolution was never a stable on SmackDown.
It wasn't?
They were always on Raw.
Always on Raw?
Yeah.
What about, was it ever, like, a co-stable?
You know, no, I mean? I don't think so.
Never?
No.
Like I'm not a co-stable. Like, was it? It was always divided when they were a thing. This roster and this roster.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because I feel like maybe they made an appearance on SmackDown.
Maybe when they feuded with the Shield, but that's just when it was Triple H, Orton, and Batista.
Yeah.
But I feel like those were all still on Raw.
Yeah, right.
You know? So.
I mean, if you can't get The Rock, you shouldn't have celebrated this.
Yeah. I know. This fucking show's
The Rock Show! He said it all the time.
It's named after
his thing. Yeah.
I mean, was SmackDown even a word before The Rock was a wrestler?
Layeth the smacketh down.
Like, was SmackDown a word?
I don't think
that
so.
People said
never.
Before The Rock was a thing.
No.
Then that's pretty sad.
Mm. I mean, it's not part of his name, but it's almost like, you know, WWE Stone Cold Thursdays.
Yeah.
It's going to be a Stone Cold show, you know.
Right.
SmackDown.
Yeah. I wonder if Vince would have still named it SmackDown if he knew The Rock was, like, leaving 2 years later.
There's no way.
No.
There's no way. I'm surprised they didn't change it when he left. But I think he left going, I mean, I'll come back whenever.
Right.
He's like, okay. And he kind of
He's just doing the mummy movies. That's not going to last.
But don't you agree that he's the biggest movie star in the world?
He is.
He's the biggest movie star in the world. I think he comes back more than I would expect for the biggest movie star in the world.
Yeah, but before he did, he was gone for like, you know, 8 years.
Yeah.
I mean,
like never back for
right.
8 years.
Yeah. Yeah, he was gone for a while. And,
but that I understand when you're like on the precipice of being the biggest movie star in the world, you have to separate yourself a little bit from your past.
Yeah.
Now that he is the biggest star in the world and the fact that he still kind of comes back here and there.
He could do whatever.
Yeah.
Although it's probably been like 2 years now since he's like been on TV.
Is that right?
Yeah.
2 years?
Since he interrupted The Miz and did that whole... The last time he was on TV was when he did that whole backstage thing. And then he came out and talked to those guys that were dressed as wrestlers. And
yeah.
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
Because he was on... Because then he was at Raw for the filming of Paige's movie.
Right.
But he wasn't on TV.
He came out
after Raw went off the air.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, I'm going to call CM Punk and all that stuff.
Oh,
so.
Right.
Yeah.
Rock.
Right. So.
Yeah. So he's got to come back for that. But how much do they pay him? I mean, if I'm The Rock, I'll go, Vince, I'm not here without you. So pay me whatever the highest amount you think you can pay me to appear on this show,
right.
And I'll come. But he's just, he's filming seven, look, go to his IMDb.
I know.
He's got like 10 upcoming projects.
And he's producing like 30.
He's on Ballers. He's the host of the new Gladiator show, like or whatever. Like he's doing so many things.
There's a new Gladiator show?
Yeah, I follow him on Instagram and he... He's doing this big thing. He's like, I told NBC, if you build it, they will come. And they built this amazing arena. They built like this arena. It's kind of like a Ninja Warrior Gladiator new show that he's hosting. Like, what? Okay.
Right. Yeah, like, why do you need to do that?
Right. Like, when you make $25 million for a movie.
Yeah.
For a movie, and you make three of those a year.
Yeah.
You're making $100 million. Like, why? Why are you even doing Ballers? Like, why is Ballers not over? How much could they possibly be paying him for an HBO show? $5 million? Like, how much? I don't understand. Like, and it's not even a top-rated show.
No.
I don't even watch it. I love The Rock.
I know. It's not even that good.
I run to the theater. The only movie I haven't seen The Rock in a theater movie was Skyscraper. That was the latest one. I even saw Rampage, which wasn't great. But, you know, I guess he's doing this show. He's probably like the executive producer. Mm-hmm. He's probably trying to open that window.
Right.
Like, I can't be the super, I won't be the biggest star forever. So let me start executive producing.
Maybe he'll just do the first season and try to hand it off to someone else.
Yeah, maybe.
That's happened before.
I don't think there'll be a second. I mean, when you look at the show, it's a one season show.
They've tried to, I mean, they rebooted American Gladiators like, what, 6-7 years ago?
Yeah.
With Muhammad Ali's daughter was one of the hosts.
Yeah.
And someone else. I forgot who else it was.
I think those shows...
Ninja Warrior is really good.
Ninja Warrior is crazy because
I've never recorded it, but sometimes it'll come on after Raw or SmackDown, and I'll watch like the first 15 minutes before the recording goes away, but I love it. I'm like, man, it's so good.
If The Rock show is less about upper body strength and more about just physicalness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you and I should get on these shows.
Well, the thing about...
You'll mess up everything, and they'll be like, we can't have Andrew on the show. We want ripped guys winning, and Andrew's winning every week.
Well, that's the thing is, like, American Gladiator, like, you and I could do that.
Right.
Ninja Warrior, we couldn't.
No.
Because that shit's insane.
They go from here
to here. That shit is insane.
You have to weigh less than 130 pounds to do that stuff, and it's all upper
and
body.
And you just have to be insanely jacked.
Right.
Yeah.
And tiny.
Right, like our...
You can't be... Arnold Schwarzenegger couldn't have ever done that.
Right.
Like you have to be tiny and jacked. Totally.
Like our friend Eddie would probably be awesome at that show.
Yes. Maybe even your friend John. Like,
maybe, yeah.
Maybe in his best shape. Right. Yeah, so like you have to be like small and in amazing shape, and those guys are ridiculous what they do.
Yeah.
I'll give them that. But American Gladiator? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could have done that.
Oh, yeah. We could out-joust some fucking steroided freak who can't move his torso.
Who's just like, ah! That's their biggest movie. Yeah.
It's like the movie where the little guy has to outsmart the big buff guy, but they easily do it.
Always.
They're like, hey, Blazer, look over there. And he's like, duh. And then you just hit him in the face.
Duh.
I always want
Blazer,
to
I think Nitro's hitting on Hurricane. What?
Yeah.
Oh, and I watched every episode of American Gladiator.
Oh, yeah. I always wanted to be on that show.
Yeah.
It looked like it would be...
We were just children.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyways, I think that was our 10-minute rant on The Rock.
Yeah.
That's funny. It started with Batista and... But yeah.
Do you think The Rock would be buried in this WWE? Like Rocky Maivia? Like, would they even allow him to do what he did?
He'd be Jason Jordan.
He would. He'd be Conor.
Reeves. I don't think Jason Jordan.
No,
you
has
know,
the talent. Yeah,
has the mic skills, but like it'd be like The Rock. We'd just never find out because he would just always be Rocky Maivia,
like Xavier Woods, like Bobby Roode.
Yeah,
like guys that are just kind of getting buried that could have been.
Well, yeah, group. Oh my God, could you imagine like The Rock comes up through NXT and we're like this guy. Like, kind of like how
this fucking guy.
I mean, it's The Rock, so like he's better than everyone else that we've seen. But like, imagine like how we feel about like Velveteen Dream. Like, this could be the guy,
right?
But like 10 times on top of that because it's The Rock.
Yeah,
it's like holy shit, this guy is in NXT. He's amazing, and then he comes to the main roster and just gets completely ruined.
I mean, the best part about The Rock's story is that they had to break him early.
Yeah.
To get the Rock character.
Mm-hmm.
You had to come out as a smiling. And I listened to Oprah Winfrey has these new podcasts. I say new, they're new to me, but I don't think they're very old. And it's Super Soul Conversations. And it's basically just one person just talking for 30, 40 minutes. Uh-huh. And The Rock did one. So it's like, I'm not listening to all of Oprah's podcasts, but like I listen to, I'm a big fan of Justin Timberlake, listen to his.
So is she on it?
She'll ask like two questions. She's like, The Rock, tell me about your early beginnings. And then he'll talk for like 20 minutes. And then she'll throw in a question. What about your wife? You know, and then he'll talk about that. So literally it's them just talking. I don't think she's there with them. Like if as a producer and you even more than me, like you'll be like, oh no, she's not there.
Right.
Like she just, they probably paused it somewhere in the middle. And then she asked a question about something he's about to talk about. You know what I mean? So what I love about The Rock is he explained why Rocky Maivia was so awful.
Yeah.
And he said, before I went out, and I forgot who he used, and it wasn't like Dusty Rhodes or anybody big. Oh, I can't. Maybe it was Michael Hayes. I don't know. It was some guy that he's like told him, smile. Just always smile. No matter what you do, because you're a good guy, you're a baby face, always smile. So that's why Rocky Maivia had this big shit-eating grin on his face.
Does that remind you of someone in the WWE right now?
Yes. Poor Finn.
What the fuck?
Someone's telling him, always smile, you're a baby face.
Well, even
but he was a baby face before and he wasn't smiling.
Kevin Nash did interviews, like once Vince put the title on him.
He smiled?
Like Vince was like, you have to smile. And like he's smiling for the photo shoots, like smile. It's like he's a 7 foot.
But at least, yeah.
Monster.
At least Nash's smiles were like this.
Yeah. Like he's trying to be cool, but like still, it's just like, and even he was like, why am I smiling all the time?
So Maivia was just out there smiling, laughing, and the fans were like, you suck.
Oh yeah.
Of course you suck.
It's just a happy.
If you or I tried to just come out there and be like, hey, you know?
Yeah.
It's the reasons why you hate John Cena.
Exactly. Right. That's
when Cena doesn't smile, you love John Cena.
Right.
Like you can't hate on John Cena's entire world. Like, back when he just became a babyface, he was awesome.
Yeah.
And when he's like, fuck you!
Well, he's awesome. And he still kind of had the original gimmick.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of like in between what he is now and the original gimmick.
Right.
Like, he still wore the chains and everything. Now he doesn't wear chains, obviously.
Yeah.
But then he turned into Hulk Hogan, where, like, even... The most annoying thing to me with John Cena is when he would get beat up by Nexus... And then the next week, he still comes out. He's like, welcome to Raw. Oh, man, I'm so excited. I'm about to get my ass kicked.
Yeah.
And then he gets his ass kicked. He's like, oh, they beat me up. What are you going to do? It's like, what?
What are you going to do?
Like, what are you so happy about? Yeah. You're getting your ass beat every week.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. I'm going to beat all of them. Don't worry.
But I just, The Rock eventually went heel again. Stone Cold eventually went heel again.
Right.
It's just the natural progression of the industry you're in. So don't tell me John Cena shouldn't have went heel again. There was a point. At his, like people are now numb about Cena. Like they'll yell John Cena sucks. I mean, they yell Kurt Angle, you suck. Just because it's part of the...
Of course.
You paid all that money, you're going to yell shit, right?
Right.
But he's not as hated as he used to be.
No,
it's
for sure not.
It's just numb now.
That, the U.S.
You're excited to see him because he's a part-timer.
The U.S. title run he had turned everyone.
It was great.
It turned me, too, because before then, he was still doing the five moves that, you know, Reigns does now. You know, I mean, Reigns does five moves well, and he does them, just like Cena did five moves well, but it got boring. His matches were boring.
Yeah.
Then he got the U.S. title, and all of a sudden, he's having these amazing matches.
Doing all kinds of moves.
Then he has the feud with... Then he fights Kevin Owens, has amazing matches. Then AJ Styles, and we're like, holy shit, this guy could do this whole time!
Right.
Who was holding him back?
This guy could do this whole time?
What the fuck? Like, he had a match with Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania... Where Shawn Michaels just carried the entire match. Cena just got his ass beat the whole match. And then at the end, like Cena won, it was like, God, he had matches with Shawn Michaels and they didn't let him do shit.
I mean, his match with Cena at Royal Rumble in San Antonio. I mean, his match with Styles.
Yeah.
Like, that was sick.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yes.
It was amazing. So anyway, yeah, these... our rant has gone on too long, but...
Sure.
You know, this is...
It's needed. It's needed for the NXT podcast.
Well, it is, but I mean, the point is would The Rock make it through this version of WWE? And we're not certain. We're not certain.
I mean, who is making it?
Right?
Is anyone really?
Well, I mean, Rollins was an NXT guy, an NXT champion.
Yeah,
right? You got to give it to him.
Yeah. Right?
And the Shield. I mean, the whole Shield made it through.
But it's like they don't want big stars. They're afraid they'll go to Hollywood.
I would say Kevin Owens made it. He's a little buried now, but he was the Universal Champion.
Yeah. But I don't know. They don't let them be like big stars anymore. Like, no. They don't give them that platform. They're not like...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just weird.
Even when Jericho came back, they gave him the platform because he's Chris Jericho. It's like, if you're an old school guy...
Yeah. Again, we've said it before. It's like, did they just make Reigns the guy, the face of the company, because they know he'll never become a movie star? Because he can't act? Like, he'll never get the movie roles?
Maybe.
You know, it's a weird thought. But what do you think the chances are The Rock does show up to SmackDown, but they're just, you know, it's just going to be a surprise, like a really cool surprise. And they won't advertise it. They're not advertising it, but it'll just come out as a surprise. Like 10%, right?
If I'm high up in WWE, I want the ratings. Mm-hmm. That's important.
Yeah.
But what is one spike in ratings 1 week going to really do for advertisers?
Right. Nothing.
You can sell a little bit more that week.
Yeah.
Which is not even their money. It's the network.
Plus,
money.
You have that contract that's starting next year for $1 billion.
Right.
Your $1 billion contract. So, like, the ratings don't even matter as much anymore.
Wrestling is all about surprises. When you keep ruining all your surprises, you now know I'll only tune in when I hear it advertised.
Yeah.
They rarely do surprises. Now, lately they've done a couple of surprises.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay. So what are the chances that The Rock shows up without it being spoiled? 10, 15%. Yeah. I think that number would have been zero for me a couple months ago.
Plus, you already have Batista coming out, and he's right. A movie star now.
But instead of saying, coming to SmackDown, Batista, they're like, Evolution will be together.
Right.
But Batista's a bigger star than most guys now.
Right.
He's made it through. Like, his movies do amazing, actually.
Yes.
He makes good movies. He's not the star.
No.
He's done a couple where he was the star. No one knows those movies.
No.
But he's a great side piece. And you have to give him...
He's funny in The Guardians of the Galaxy.
He's amazing in that movie. Yeah. You never knew how funny he would be.
Right.
Like, was he ever that guy in WWE?
No.
He was always a killer, an animal.
Yeah.
So, God, if he ever came back, let him be him. Let him be that guy.
Right.
Be hilarious.
Yeah.
It's like when Big Show had snippets of the funny guy. You're like, mm-hmm. Big Show's really funny.
Yeah.
And then he becomes a heel again and just beats up people and becomes boring.
And then turns face Big later Show. That night and then back to heel.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. What the fuck is Evolution even going to do on SmackDown? Like, they're going to come out.
And they're going to yell. They're going to
beat up some baby faces.
And then talk about The Undertaker.
Like, what would be... No. I don't know. It's going to... I feel like it's going to be, like, this conflict because Batista's going to come out as a babyface because he's not anything.
Okay, what is...
He's a celebrity right now.
So, Super Showdown is when?
It's next...
October 6th.
It's next Saturday, yeah.
And then, what's the next thing? And then Raw, and then and SmackDown then, is that week.
Yeah.
The 11th, or whatever that... And then Evolution.
Saudi.
No, Evolution, then Saudi. I'm pretty sure Saudi's after Evolution.
Yeah, it is.
So
yeah.
When is Evolution? The 18th? And then Saudi? Like, is it like...
No, it's like the end of October because the Saudi show's 6 days later.
The Saudi show's in November?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, maybe it's one other week. So 20. So it goes like pay-per-view, SmackDown 1000, 2 weeks pay-per-view, 1 week pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ugh.
And then what is their pay-per-view for October? Oh, Evolution.
Yeah.
So when is the November? Oh, then Survivor Series 2 weeks later.
Right.
God, you're flooding it. You're flooding the product.
It's way too much.
You're flooding the product.
It's too much.
I think by the time the Saudi show comes around, that might get like...
I shouldn't have to defend my title 3 times in a month. This is bullshit.
Yeah, tell that to Eric.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so should we start the NXT recap?
We better hurry.
All right, now we should start the NXT recap. Yeah, so William Regal comes out to the ring. I like that. Like, I like when NXT starts with a storyline rather than a match. You know,
me too.
It feels more like, even though that's like a Monday Night Raw thing or SmackDown, I like that. So I like that Regal came out. I don't know when the last time we...
But he didn't say anything.
No,
I
want to
let everybody know I'm close.
Shock. No. Exactly. What the fuck was that?
I'm almost there. All right.
So Regal, if Undisputed Era didn't interrupt him, he was just gonna be like,
I've been investigating the Aleister Black situation, and I'm very close. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. Enjoy the show.
Shock the system.
Boom. Undisputed Era comes out. Cole says Aleister Black is in the past, so the GM needs to focus on us. And Strong and O'Reilly want the War Raiders off their backs, and Cole wants his North American Championship rematch right freaking now.
Oh, when they get it, all right.
And Regal finds it interesting that they interrupted him while he was talking about Aleister Black, but he also tells Cole,
you never asked me for a title rematch, but because you interfered in Ricochet and Pete Dunne's match last week, you'll get your rematch in 2 weeks in a triple threat.
So he's going to have to fight Ricochet and Dunne. And I'm sure he'll lose. And then Regal also tells Strong and O'Reilly you'll be defending your tag titles in 3 weeks against the War Raiders.
So Regal says, I find it interesting that when I'm talking about Aleister Black, you come out. Like,
yeah.
Regal, you're telling us you are at ground zero on this investigation. Yeah. Like, if you're like, wait, it's interesting.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Okay, I have to admit, I have no fucking idea.
I've gotten nowhere.
My lawyer,
who the fuck is that guy is with?
Every one of these investigations always go. We found ATM footage from a bank across the street.
Yeah,
like it's always hard evidence.
Right.
I don't know if you're gonna get that out of this. He might say, blah blah blah. Come out to the ring. My investigation tells me we're pointing to you. And then they just go, fine, I did it. It'll be that kind of reveal, I bet.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Here's the thing. It's clearly going to be revealed on NXT TV before. I mean, it has to be revealed before TakeOver because it's so far away.
And that'll be the match.
I just hope it doesn't get spoiled for me. Like, you know, I don't want that to be spoiled. I want to, you know, be able to watch it without it being ruined.
The only way they can do that is Regal sends Aleister Black to the ring at TakeOver and says, I'm going to send the guy who did it to the ring to fight you.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
That's the only way they can not spoil it, though. Because you and I don't watch NXT Live.
Or they could do it in a backstage segment where they don't show the live audience. Mm. But that's not... But then there's going to be no pop for who it is because it's, you know, taped.
Why doesn't he say, like, Aleister Black comes to Regal and is like, dude, I demand to know who the hell did this.
Yeah.
I want a match at TakeOver. He's like, oh, send him out.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And then it's Regal.
And then his, he comes out. Did you not find him?
Oh, I found him.
Oh, I found him.
And it was me.
Yeah.
What?
I know. I'm disappointed,
Vince took over creative this month.
I like to read a prepared statement. It was me, Black. It was me all along. And he takes off his clothes and his old gear.
Per Vince McMahon, the following wrestlers are buried. Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa.
The following wrestlers have no chance at survival on the main roster. And they are. In my hand is the entire roster. Now hit my music. I'm a man's man. He's like, God damn it.
God damn it.
Black beats him in 30 seconds. Yay. Storyline over.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I hold in my hand the entire roster of NXT.
Past and present. The following superstars are buried.
And he's like, and the only one, and the new NXT champion is, fuck me, Kona Reeves.
Shouldn't you have like had a whole storyline where he wins the title?
Sure.
Just come out and take your fucking title.
Just come take it.
God. Piece of shit.
I'm not letting Tommaso Ciampa lose to you, Reeves. Yeah. I won't allow it. I won't stand for it.
Right. Oh, God. So next up, we go to earlier today where TMZ, I'm just going to call them TMZ. TMZ interviews Johnny Gargano, who's excited to be returning to the ring next week. And he's asked about his last match against Velveteen Dream when he told the fans, "I'm sorry." But what was he sorry for? Gargano says, "I apologize to the fans for not winning the NXT Championship and for the person that I was becoming." But he's moved on now because he can't be Johnny Wrestling sitting home on his couch. So Johnny excuses himself and meets up with his wife, Candice LeRae. But then Lacey Evans walks up talking trash.
Damn. Did she look good?
She did.
Holy crap.
She looks really tall, but then again, they're really short. So
I know. And she wears heels.
How tall she really is. Yeah.
Right.
She's listed as 5'8 online, but.
Oh, so then with heels, yeah. She's right up there. 6'2. Right. Yeah.
So Evans tells Candice, "A good wife would fight next to her husband no matter what." And then she like rubs her hand on Johnny's chest. So Candice is ready to go fight her, but Johnny holds her back and tells her, you know, she's not worth it.
Right.
So we'll see who wins that feud.
Yep.
Backstage, Velveteen Dream is finishing up a photo shoot when Kathy Kelly tries to get an interview, but Dream is annoyed with her. He says, "I'm not going to talk about Johnny Failure. I'm not going to talk about a man who isn't here right now. And I'm not going to talk about a man who attacked a man who's not here right now, the NXT champion." So Kathy asks him, "Are you implying that Ciampa attacked Aleister Black?" And he's like, "Of course I am, you stupid bitch." Right. No, he says, "The Dream is not a snitch, but the writing's on the wall." So
I like that. You don't snitch.
Right. Even though he totally snitched.
Totally snitched.
So is he going to fight Ciampa or something? Or what's going on there?
I don't know. That's too early.
Right.
I don't want Velveteen heel Dream beating Ciampa.
No, he's not. He wouldn't.
So...
Yeah, and it's heel, so I don't know. Next up, Lars Sullivan faces off against a jobber called Victor Orchant, except the guy had Walker on the back of his pants.
Yeah, weird. I don't know.
Did they not? They didn't think this through, clearly.
No, I think he's just a, like a he's Walking a Walker. Dead fan.
Yeah, that so must be it. Yeah.
Just let him do it.
So Lars throws the jobber out of the ring, but then EC3 shows up to attack Sullivan. EC3 clotheslines Lars out of the ring. Lars gets back on the apron, but gets knocked off again, so the monster retreats.
And then EC3 rips his clothes off.
He does.
And throws him to the crowd.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
So they're fighting next week.
Next week, it said?
Yeah. Yeah. That was fast.
That was fast, yeah.
Do you think this is a one-off? Do you think this goes on for a while? Do you think EC3 just gets
I don't know. Most of their feuds are one-offs, which makes it so good. But then we're about to talk about a match where the Mighty fights the Street Profits for the third time, where the heels win, which means it's not over.
No, they've been winning. So I don't know. Backstage, as Regal's about to walk into his office, TMZ asks Regal about the investigation. but Regal says he still needs answers. Nikki Cross comes out of Regal's office demanding a rematch against Bianca Belair, and Regal tells her, "I'll take that into consideration." And then Nikki walks away whispering, I know. And then so TMZ asks Regal, is she referring to knowing who attacked Aleister Black? And Regal replies, "Nikki will tell you where the Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot is. No one knows what Nikki knows." So obviously he thinks she's full of shit.
But there's footage of her standing on top of a building.
Yes.
Watching the entire thing.
Right.
She knows.
She knows.
But you don't know if she can give you a sane answer.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there was also footage, which I guess they'll show next week. They do this a lot where they'll, like this week on NXT, they'll be like, "Oh, look what happened last week." And it's like, right now it's on WWE.com, but they'll show it like the following week. The Undisputed Era was being interviewed and Nikki Cross ran up and she was like, "I know who attacked Aleister Black. I know. And then, so she did it again, but yeah. Do you think she'll reveal it?
I think she'll be a part of it if they keep doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It has to. Right?
It was me. No, it was Ciampa.
Right. So next up, we have the Mighty versus the Street Profits. Nick Miller and Shane Thorne come out with the Street Profits black cup and chains.
I feel like this was their best match, but I don't really remember much about the other two matches.
I have no interest in this.
No, none. No interest at all.
Ford and Dawkins come out to the ring as if their children were kidnapped. And mid-match, Ford gets pushed into the ring post and gets his leg caught in between the steel steps. So Thorne drop kicks the steps, injuring Ford's leg. And then in the end, It was a roll-up, but it was kind of a cool roll-up. Shane Thorne pins Thorne with a figure four jackknife.
But clean. Clean win for the bad guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever seen that pin attempt before.
Right.
So that was cool. But I really do not care about this feud at all.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Kairi Sane versus Vanessa Bourne. Of course, Kairi won with the insane elbow, but her hip landed right on Bourne's stomach. So that must have not felt good for Vanessa.
Not great.
After the match, Shayna Baszler gets in the ring and tells Kairi, "I'm invoking my rematch clause." Mm. Will Kairi accept? Oh, well, here's her response.
I still don't know.
Ahoy, Shayna. Okay. You can have your rematch at WWE Evolution.
That's a new pay-per-view.
Evolution.
That's a new pay-per-view. She goes,
I'm going to translate. Aha, Shayna.
Yeah.
Yukaha.
Yeah.
WWE Evolution.
WWE. Double E. So Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi. Ebabufam.
Agagubus. Hababushus. Hold on. And give me another chance.
Ebabufam.
Aoushin.
Ebabufalin.
Oh my God.
That's a new pay-per-view that's coming up. Why would they let her say that? Mm. Why did they let her say that?
I mean, at least go, hey, say this line. WWE Evolution.
Yeah.
Double E.
Okay, never mind. Forget it.
No. Just say yes. Just say yes.
Yes. Oh, we got to fucking figure that. All right, forget that.
No, yes.
Say yes.
Shake your head.
Shake your head.
Can you do this?
Up and
then
down.
She's like this. Like, God damn it. All right, we'll dub over. Just move your mouth like this around the mic, and we'll have someone backstage.
It's like a Godzilla movie.
Yeah. That's what they should do with her. Oh,
yes.
My God. That would be hilarious.
Well, they might as well do that with Asuka, because they pretty much are doing that with Asuka.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, how much...
They're making fun of her.
How more racist can you be
right.
with the way they're treating Asuka now?
Oh, you're hungry?
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
Oif. Earlier today, Keith Lee is asked, what's next for you? And he says he wants a shot at some championship gold. Calm the fuck down, bro. You won like two matches.
I know.
Lee then bumps into Kona Reeves, who belittles him, so Lee challenges him to a match. That's not going to make Keith Lee look good.
It won't, but does Keith Lee for sure win?
Yeah.
Kona Reeves is just right back to jobber status?
Right back.
The finest jobber in the NXT.
And all he did was beat a couple jobbers when he re-debuted, so...
Yeah, he's never beaten anybody.
No.
Anybody good.
Then finally for the main event, we have Otis Dozovic versus Tommaso Ciampa.
Yep.
I really like this match.
Yes.
Dozovic dominates for most of the match.
Yes.
Leading Ciampa to retreat up the ramp. However, Tucker Knight comes out to stop the champ from leaving.
Boom.
And then in the end, Ciampa gets the win after hitting two draping DDTs back to back.
Yeah.
But no, it was a very entertaining match with
Dozovic. He can wrestle. He can wrestle.
He can.
And he's so entertaining in the ring.
He is, yeah.
I don't know. If you can push him as a singles wrestler, like, does he have, I don't know.
I think you could.
But I think he's
really
good.
He has enough personality. And
yeah.
I mean, he'd be silly and goofy, so he wouldn't be like, you know, the champ or anything, but you could do it.
Right. True.
You know.
True.
So, yeah, that was NXT. Who was your worst dressed?
Man, this is tough because Kairi Sane really pirated it up.
She did.
But I'll give it to Vanessa Bourne.
For worst dressed?
Yeah.
I liked Vanessa Bourne.
Is she your best dressed?
She is.
That weird green thing that she had on?
I don't know. I think she's...
All right, I'll go with Kairi Sane for my worst dressed. It was too much.
All right, I'm going with Kona Reeves.
Okay.
Anytime he's on.
He's on, okay.
Yeah. So best dressed?
How did you not have Lacey Evans?
No, sure. I mean, she wins a lot too, yeah. But I haven't seen Vanessa Bourne in a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Worst moment?
Just the Mighty versus, well, no, you know what? Shayna coming out and then Kairi Sane doing
Kyrie's
the
line.
The
I
line,
guess.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the Street Profits and the Mighty.
I wouldn't agree.
Bored me to death.
Yeah.
And then best moment?
I like Tucker Knight coming out when Ciampa was trying to retreat. Saving his buddy and then walking him back and then Dozovic hitting him with a clothesline from behind.
Yeah.
Yep.
I really like that Ciampa like sold to Dozovic for like 5, 6, 7 minutes or something like that. For sure. You know?
He's a company man. And that's what makes him the greatest NXT champion of all time.
Right. And you know, actually I've been watching a lot of these interviews from this show in Canada called Off the Record. I don't know if it's still a show. But like from like 97 to like 2004, Vince would have all of his, whenever they're in Canada, he'd have all of his wrestlers on that show, like do interviews for like a half an hour, and it's really good. Hmm. Like even Vince has been on it like a few times. Like just go on YouTube and search Off the Record and type your favorite wrestler, like from that time. So Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold, The Rock, and it's so great. But I was watching The Rock's, and he just keeps saying like, you know, I'm the most electrifying man in sports entertainment. You know, sports entertainment, and I'm like, that's what Ciampa's doing now.
Yeah.
He says, I'm the greatest sports entertainer of all time. Like, he's totally, like, trying to make himself like The Rock. And I was, wow, that's, like, genius.
Genius.
So.
Genius.
Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah.
Quick Reese's Pieces. Matt Riddle and Cassius Ohno are already facing off at live events.
Great.
Riddle defeated Ohno in Lakeland, Florida after a deadlift German suplex and a running knee strike.
Like, they're already having the matches? In house shows?
Yes.
Oh, and Riddle's winning.
Yes, he is.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Some fan questions. Chris, not Cole, should they move NXT to Monday since that's the A show? Probably.
Yeah.
Matt Hansen, do you have any dating tips? I'm slowly getting back into the dating scene.
Did Matt break up with somebody?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I guess so.
Any tips? Don't tell them you watch wrestling.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
Wait a while.
Yeah, you just got to get out. Just have confidence. Dating's all about confidence.
Yeah, it is.
You know, like, once you can own it, the confidence, and be bold, and don't be like, can I buy you a drink? Maybe. No, I didn't mean to ask you that. No, I'm going to buy you a drink. That's it. That's the difference. You changed your narrative, you can get anybody you want.
Mm-hmm.
There's Joe's dating tips for this week.
Yeah. I'll do mine the following week.
Done.
No, I like what you said there, of course. Ricardo de los Santos, if you could have changed the landscape of the WWE 4 years ago, what would you have done differently? And would you have forced The Undertaker into retirement so we don't have to squeal when he gets in the ring?
Yeah.
It's hard with The Undertaker because he's so popular, and obviously he gets people excited for, you know, the matches. You know, he's still very popular. So I understand why Vince keeps him around.
Yeah.
Because he makes some money.
Right.
But what would I have changed 4 years ago? I don't know for what 4 years ago specifically would be. I mean, Daniel Bryan won the title at WrestleMania 4 years ago. But, like, again, I think we would just stop scripting all the promos and it immediately would be a much better show.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be pushing Roman Reigns.
Right.
And I would have turned John Cena heel and done the things that everybody wants.
Right.
Because the fans are always right.
And save the big matches for the pay-per-views.
Yes.
Not do them four times on Raw and SmackDown.
And give a three-match limit to any feud. Any feud. Three right. matches. Done. Yeah. Including SmackDown and Raw.
Yeah. Gabriel Ball, the only exception is Ciampa and Gargano in NXT.
Sure.
Gabriel Ballin, awesome shows every week, guys. Thanks for the content. Pushfire Barry. Owens wins the 2019 Royal Rumble but loses to Roman at Mania.
Blech.
Dean Ambrose turns heel on the Shield, wins the Rumble but loses to Roman at WrestleMania for the Universal title.
Jesus.
Drew McIntyre wins the Rumble but loses to Roman. These are all bad scenarios.
These all suck. So basically, yeah. Let's take out losers to Roman. Owens wins the Rumble. Dean wins the Rumble.
McIntyre
wins the Rumble.
And they all beat Roman. No.
Well, we could change it, yeah. And they all win as heels. So Dean, I don't like the Dean turn on the Shield. We've been talking about that. So let's fire that.
Yeah.
And then
I pushed Kevin Owens, I guess.
Yeah, Owens wins the Rumble.
Although McIntyre, that'd be
would
a
be
new
good.
Guy.
We like him
as well. So
yeah. That'd be a nice new thing. So push Owens, soft Barry McIntyre.
Right. Brad Ferguson, Andrew, who's more disappointing debut, Keith Lee or Taz? Keith Lee, I mean, Taz will always be like the biggest bust in WWE.
Yeah, but disappointing, like it wasn't a disappointing debut when he came out.
Beat Kurt Angle.
Well, it was a good debut.
I can't even remember it, but yeah, sure.
Everyone lost their mind when he debuted.
Well, yeah, Keith Lee's Lee is debut, like, who's this? Keith Lee got his ass kicked in his debut and then won, so that was weird.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So I guess Keith Lee. William Coburn, since Vince is making all the cruiserweights managers, what are the odds that Gargano debuts on the main roster as the manager for Bobby Roode and Chad Gable?
I'll kill you.
William.
Why would you say that?
Why are you trying to make us upset, William?
Yeah, stop it.
Mark Furman, have you noticed Ciampa using Follow Me in his promos? What would you guys think if Bray Wyatt showed up to have a feud with Ciampa over the NXT title? It could give a fresh start for Bray and legitimize Ciampa even more, if that's possible.
Sure, but no one's going backwards. No one's ever gone backwards outside of like one house show.
So Zack Ryder. He did.
Yeah, he did. Oh, poor Zach.
Yeah.
Love you, buddy.
And they didn't even like... He didn't even go back to get pushed, right? He just went back to be with Mojo Rawley.
Yeah.
Chris Campitelli, most likely war game scenario. The Undisputed Era versus Ricochet, Dunn, and the War Raiders, or Cole Strong, O'Reilly versus Ricochet, War Raiders versus British Strong Style.
I'm lost. Where what happened?
Okay, so either the Undisputed Era, including Bobby Fish, versus Ricochet, Dunn, and the War Raiders, so 4 versus 4, or 3 versus 3 with Cole Strong, O'Reilly, Ricochet, the War Raiders versus British Strong Style with Pete Dunne.
Is British Strong Style a thing, or are they just making that up? I would say the last one.
Probably the last one.
Yeah.
Because we don't know if Bobby Fish...
Ricochet has to be in War Games.
Yeah.
Has to be. We got to see crazy shit that he'll do.
Right. All right, well, that's all for fan questions.
Boom.
So we'll see you guys next week. Thanks again for your pledges, and we hope you enjoyed the Patreon episode of The Rock.
Yeah,
and
more
NXT.
About The Rock and NXT. Yeah.
Did you see the trailer for X-Men?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks good.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if Dark Phoenix was going to be more about her and less about Magneto and the characters we love, but nope, he's a big part of it.
He is.
So that's going to be amazing.
The thing that's weird is obviously they're all 10 years apart, all these last
this
four
one
movies.
Again, too?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
90s, yeah.
No.
Right. So that's the one thing you have to ignore is that they're 40 years older than from the first one, and they still look the same.
40 years older.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess they're X-Men. That's their excuse.
Well, I mean... And
but the first X-Men
they're not
the
too far
right.
Well, it was 2000, but yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, they're not too far away from looking like Patrick Stewart and what's the other guy's name?
Ian
McKellen.
Yeah.
So Ian McKellen. So you have to forget about that.
Yeah.
Or just pretend that's even further away.
Right.
And the other thing is like Magneto turns completely babyface in the
complete
last movie.
Complete babyface.
And
there's
he's
no way.
Back to super heel in this one.
Well, we assume.
Did you
we
see
don't know.
Beast is like on his side for this one?
Beast is with Magneto?
In the like they only show for a second where
it's
like
quick.
Magneto's
yeah.
like, don't do this, and Beast is with Magneto.
That's because. Because
he's also like, this is your fault. They blame
because
Charles.
Charles fucked up again.
How did he fuck up though? He tried to suppress her just like last time.
I don't know.
By not telling her about her past? I mean...
Yeah.
Not telling her that, what, she killed her parents, apparently, is what it seems like?
There's always... What does he say? There's always a speech, Charles.
Yeah. He's like, he goes, you're always sorry, Charles, and there's always a speech, but no one cares.
But no one cares. Yeah.
He's the best.
The best.
He's the fucking best.
Inglourious Basterds is always on my television when I turn it on.
Oh,
always. Because
yeah.
HBO, I think, is showing it a lot.
Yeah.
And it's always his scene in the bar.
Oh,
so intense.
It's so great.
It's such so
a great.
Intense.
Stiglitz. They've been to Nazi balls.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So yeah, anyways, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Different opinion.
but only part-time. He's drunk, Ric Flair's pretty sublime, yeah. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. Every circle's loved and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gallo, push him off a cliff. Josh, he's just a troll. What's wrong with